Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this next headline is not really a shocker. This kind of makes perfect sense. But unfortunately, because it is a headline, people who didn't really think about it are like now getting their panties all up in a bunch. And so the World Health Organization has kind of highlighted the fact that young, healthy people aren't probably going to get their COVID vaccine, if we have one, till 2022. Now, this is the first time that's been said so definitively. We've assumed that because we thought they were going to come out with a vaccine, and then looks like it was harder than we thought. This wasn't like this 2002, 2003 COVID that we had back then, and this doesn't seem to be like the flu. So they've struggled a little bit on getting a vaccine by the end of summer. We have, from what I understand, about 20 vaccines worldwide in late stage testing, which is very positive in terms of, you know, wow, that means we're hopefully going to get one soon. There's about, is it how many hundred? There's, I think, 200. 200 vaccine candidates under development. So if, let's say, none of those 20 work, we still have, hopefully, new possible concoctions coming down the pike. But we knew that once we did have a vaccine, everybody wasn't going to get it. We figured that by 2021, maybe end of 2020, we would have a couple batches. And those few batches we would have, by batches meaning a few million, would go to those who are at high risk. So those in essential workers, those healthcare responders, first responders. Doesn't make sense for them to get sick when we're in the middle of a pandemic. Those who are in nursing homes, those are who are older and have medical issues. So for me, being very fortunate, being able to do most of my medicine online, I don't need the shot. Give it to somebody who's in the hospital. Give it to somebody who's in a nursing home. I don't need it. I'll wait. So I figured I'm probably not going to get mine till next fall, because it takes a while to make a lot of doses. Plus, there's been a lot of debate if this is going to be just a one-shot deal or if you're going to need two shots. It looks more and more like you're going to need two separate shots. So you can't really just give everybody the shot when you get it, because you have to kind of keep in mind that in order for this vaccine to work, they need a booster or a follow-up injection 3 weeks later, anywhere from 21 to 28 days later. So depending on the company. There are some companies trying to do a one-shot deal. It would be great if we could get those. And you know that those are the ones that are going to then supersede the two-shot deal, as long as they work and they're efficacious and we have low side effects. So the companies making the two-pronged vaccine need to be very careful, because if they produce this vaccine and they get out there and their stock rises and they start to produce it, yet all of a sudden, you know, just kind of coming up from behind is this other company that goes, hey, I got the nasal. Just one shot and we're done. Or there's another company, Vyax. I have to double check the name. They're not publicly traded. Trust me, I already looked at that. There's one company looking at a combined flu COVID shot. So if you could get your COVID shot and your flu shot at the same time, and if they're just sitting there tying their shoe, right, at the start of the race, they could walk to the finish line, and they'll make bank. And then all these other companies get screwed. So I love the fact that we have this competition. I think competition is making people get off their butts. I think competition is forcing this ingenuity. We don't want anything half-assed. We want to make sure that the FDA approves everything correctly. However, it does start to then, shall we say, clarify or clear the smoke on what's going to happen to us from an economy standpoint. So when the World Health Organization says, look, young people, young healthy people are probably going to be last in line, which we understand when it comes to the COVID shot, I'll hang out with them last in line. I like the Zoomers. I like the Millennials. I'll hang out with them. I'm fine with that. No problem. But if, let's say, middle age or those people that might have some health issues might not really be getting their shot till the fall, and then production of the amounts might wane because you might have other companies that are going to just completely put them out of the market, it really is realistic that the young ones might not get their shots till 2022. So then what happens with the economy? People are saying, well, once the vaccine's out, the economy's going back to normal. Not exactly. We've been told all this time that young people are spreading the virus. We're being told that since the summer, the majority of people having the virus are young people. So all the masks, all the plexiglassing, all the social distancing will then have to still stay. That is going to have to stay at least until we know that the majority of people are becoming either immune or protected against the virus. And my guess is even if we do have a vaccine, people aren't really anti-cough, anti-sneezing. I don't think the plexiglass and the masks are going away at all. I think the social distancing, I don't really think people are going to want to. I think they're going to avoid crowded places. You're going to have some crowded places, right? And I think there's going to be some clubs and all that, but there's going to be people that, I mean, it's going to be a marketing scheme going, we have social distancing. I think there's going to be people looking for that. So if the youth and a population where COVID is now rising isn't going to really be getting the vaccines for another couple of years, we might need to be prepared that we're still going to be dealing with this BS for a while. So it wasn't the best news. It makes sense. I'm not shocked by it. But for those businesses that keep still telling themselves, all we got to do is just make it to January 2021. That's all we have to do. Not entirely. You're going to need, companies are going to need people to just not care anymore. You know, or us have vaccines or COVID just go away. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We might have some good news. 2020, or the winter of 2020 to 2021, might not be as harsh. Very few blizzards are being forecast for most of the nation. However, droughts, to me, droughts are just as bad as blizzards. I don't live in blizzard conditions. My guess is that would really, really stink. But droughts don't really do us that much good. But it would be nice not to have another superstorm Sandy. We really don't need that. So, federal forecasters said that much of the nation's southern tier and east coast will see warmer than average temperatures this winter. Much of the southern half of the U.S., from central California to the Carolinas, should see less rain and snow than usual. Now, I live in the south. I live in the southwest part of the United States, and I don't know when the last time we had rain was. I think a year or two ago we had a lot of rain. We even had snow. But we're kind of in a drought. We're looking forward to winter and some rain. And I live in Las Vegas, and we get most of our water from the Colorado River. So we need Colorado getting a nice, heavy, juicy snowpack. Sorry, Denver. But we really need the Rockies getting snow. So that kind of is what feeds us in terms of our water. Vegas has been booming because we have a huge exodus out of California. People are tired of the taxes, they're tired of the politics, or maybe they love the politics and they're trying to kind of turn other states green or blue. I'm sorry, blue. Sorry, green. So not sure exactly what's going on, but we are just being inundated with people from out of town. We're needing more water. So the weather conditions are being cited as a result of us having a La Niña. And La Niña means little girl in Spanish. I'm not sure if they're going to keep that term. You know how in English they don't like to use words that denote a gender. And so we're not supposed to be using pronouns like he or she anymore. We're supposed to do what we used to get smacked on the wrist for in grammar class. Now we use they. So, you know, Bobby walks into the room. They bring in a book, even though they is plural. So, you know, kids these days, when they go through grammar, they get to get away now with all these things that we used to get, you know, spanked for. But going back to our weather. They say 45% of the continental U.S. is already in a drought. They say the most widespread drought we've seen in the United States is September 2013, according to Mike Halpert, Deputy Director of NOAA's Climate Prediction Center. But La Niña, the natural ocean atmospheric phenomenon marked by cooler than average sea temperatures across the central and eastern Pacific Ocean to the equator, will bring along the Pacific wetter and cooler than average conditions, but drier and warmer in the south. So the southwest doesn't need rainfall. It's probably still going to stay dry. The winter outlook shows hotter than average temperatures across the southern tier and east. So Central California to Florida, all the way to the east coast into New England, is going to be warmer. So less snow, less chance of horrible snowstorms. The thing is we are in mid-October. Phoenix was 100 degrees this week. It was the 144th day this year that the city reached 100, a new record according to the National Weather Service in Phoenix. Previous record was set 143 days. The previous record of 143 days was set back in 1989. I live in Nevada. I think we were at 90 degrees, southern Nevada. 90 degrees from mid-October. I remember when my kids were little, we had to bundle up for Halloween. It was cold to go house to house on Halloween. Now people are in shorts. It's beautiful weather. Halloween is beautiful weather because it's not cold. It's probably 70, 80 degrees on Halloween night. I don't even have a jacket planned. We don't really have a lot planned because we're not supposed to be trick-or-treating and having parties and things like that. So, La Niña, now remember, this was not an El Niño season for hurricanes. We did not have El Niño. El Niño would have protected us from a lot of the hurricanes. So, being in a La Niña weather pattern means, yeah, probably more hurricanes, but milder winter. So, we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Chris Christie's out of the hospital. And what's interesting is he was in the ICU. Yeah, I remember we talked about, we're like, what's happening with Chris Christie? Is anybody speaking about that? And apparently we found out that he was in the ICU for 7 days after testing positive. Now, we're not talking that, you know, he's in observation in a medical unit, in a medical floor where he has his own private room and, you know, presidential palace and dining room table and can watch TV and all that. ICUs, even though, yeah, you do have, you know, private rooms, it's not cush at all, and it's very kind of open in a way, because people need to watch you like a hawk. And when you're in the ICU, that means you're at least critical, if not in serious condition. Now, he's 58 years old, he's overweight. He did lose weight. I believe he had the gastric sleeve surgery. I need to double check that. But he said the virus hit him like a freight train. He also criticized President Trump. He said that we should... He doesn't think it was enough for the president to express approval of masks, saying we should be even more affirmative about it. So he's a believer. He tested positive for COVID-19 on October 3rd, just days after attending Amy Coney Barrett's ceremonial nomination to the Supreme Court in the Rose Garden. Christie was among those to help President Donald Trump with the debate preparation, series of sessions at the White House. He checked himself into a New Jersey hospital the same day as his positive diagnosis as a precaution, because he also has asthma. He said, within 24 hours, I went from feeling absolutely fine to being in the intensive care unit. He described the virus as hitting him like a freight train. He got fever, chills, body aches, was racked with pain and exhaustion. He spent 7 days in the ICU, was treated with remdesivir, and then he was released from the hospital. Now it's been about a week. So he admits it was wrong to let his guard down. He goes, it was a mistake. I was led to believe that all the people I was interacting with at the White House had been tested, and it gave you a false sense of security. He said, I've been so careful for 7 months because of my asthma, wearing masks, washing my hands, social distancing. For 7 months, I was able to avoid the virus in one of the worst hit states in the country, New Jersey, but I let my guard down. It was wrong. It was just a big mistake. Now, I mean, I don't know if he's blaming Trump or blaming the White House, but I'm looking at the event. He's not wearing a mask. I mean, if he was high risk, he might have wanted to wear a mask. But now there's photo ops and... you don't want to be the only one wearing a mask, and, you know, come on, we're all not wearing masks. Really, you're going to wear a mask? Please. So maybe he kind of felt compelled that he had to be maskless. I don't know. So he credits his recovery by good medical care and prayers from people across the country. He goes, what I want people to learn more than anything else is that I was doing it right for 7 months and avoided the virus. I let my guard down for a couple days inside the White House grounds, and it cost me in a significant way. Now, we have been told that, I believe, is it 12 to 16 people got COVID from that Rose Garden event. I don't know if it's been proven that it happened at the Rose Garden event. You know, a concern or a discussion that's been out there is, if COVID cases are skyrocketing and we are seeing such a high infectivity and positive rate, I mean, did people get it from other, you know, did they get it from other people? I mean, they're saying the Rose Garden was a super spreader event. Yes, it has that potential, but that hasn't been proven. It hasn't been proven that that's the place that everybody got their COVID. I mean, if you have a person that's not really into masks and social distancing coming on the White House lawn, there's a good chance they're not probably very diligent off the White House lawn, you know? So, I think we need to be very, very careful in the media blaming an event. I know people are trying to say, well, it's karma because they nominated a Supreme Court justice, after Ruth Bader Ginsburg asked us not to. I think, honestly, you know, we need to be really, really a lot more responsible with the way we report the news. And, you know, maybe people spread it at the event. But I think behaviors seem to pervade both off and on Rose Gardens. Let me just say that. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Warning. If you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic candidate Joe Biden are hitting the campaign trail today after last night's town halls. Former Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill tells NBC's Today Show she doesn't think they'll change anyone's minds.
Most people watch the candidate they were supporting. If there were undecided voters that watched both, I think they saw quite a startling contrast.
President Trump was repeatedly interrupted by Savannah Guthrie during his debate. Former Vice President Biden was interrupted a handful of times by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. Retail sales performed a lot better in September than expected. Retail sales jumping 1.9% last month for the biggest rise in 3 months. Sales were up only 0.6% in August. Retail analysts had forecast only a 0.5% gain for September. You're listening to USA Radio News. Next week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will be introducing the latest coronavirus aid bill. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy urging his fellow lawmakers to give it a fighting chance.
I think we ought to do something about the economic consequences of the coronavirus.
Kennedy urging Democrats to agree to debate the bill and start the amendment process.
I'm willing to consider Democratic amendments to that bill, so let's do it. But it will require my Democratic friends to vote to proceed.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson says his apology for using the N-word is sincere.
I understand, you know, people who might not know me, you know, if they might not believe it or think I'm just checking the box. And, you know, I feel like I've definitely grown more in these last, you know, 6 months than I have in the 28 years I've been alive.
Larson talking with CBS This Morning for the first time since being fired from his racing team back in April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel and Jason who are working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we speak a lot about charities and how during the pandemic, unfortunately, many of them have not been able to do the events that they've been able to do, yet we've still relied on them to enormous degrees, exorbitant degrees, as we've seen with the hurricanes, as we've seen with the fires. So one of my favorite charities is the Salvation Army. And joining us today is Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, National Commander of the Salvation Army. Commissioner Hodder, thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you for the opportunity to be with you today.
Man, I tell you, it is the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. And the Salvation Army has always kind of been on the forefront of helping those in need. You know, tell us what's been going on and I mean, what you've been doing during this crazy and chaotic time.
Well, as you know, the problem of poverty in this country has been exacerbated by the pandemic. The World Bank measures poverty internationally, and last year they reported about 614 million people around the world living on less than $1.90 a day. Well, because of the pandemic, that number has now ballooned to over 730 million people. The Salvation Army, serving in 131 countries, is very conscious of this problem, and the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty is therefore a critical day for us because it focuses attention on this urgent need, which of course is reflected in all the communities across America as well.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, even though COVID might have stopped graduations and, you know, COVID might have postponed the Olympics, I didn't postpone poverty. The hunger is still there. People, winter's coming. I know a lot of our lives have kind of stood still, but you guys have been working 24/7, and your work just got exponentially harder.
Without a doubt, it would be no exaggeration to say that since the middle of March, we have seen a tsunami of human need. We have served more than 100 million meals. We've provided 1.5 million more nights of shelter. And as a reflection of the emotional and psychological toll of the pandemic, there have been more than 900,000 instances of emotional and spiritual support. So the Salvation Army has ramped up in every sense since the beginning of March.
Absolutely. And, you know, so Dr. Fauci has talked about how maybe we need to rethink Thanksgiving. Black Friday is being revisioned in multiple economic sectors on, you know, rather than having people line up at stores, shop online. How does that affect your Christmas campaign and, you know, your iconic red, oh my gosh, kettles?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. On top of the additional need that we're seeing at the Salvation Army, we're very concerned about the kettle campaign. It is an iconic image associated with Americans' generosity at the holiday season. Last year, it raised about $126 million, but we're currently projecting, because of the closure of retail locations and less foot traffic and increased unemployment, a decline of about 50% in terms of what happens at the kettles this year. That will mean a significant drop that would leave us unable to meet all of the needs of which we're going to be called upon to serve. So the Salvation Army has not only ramped up its kettle campaign, but we're providing through our website, rescuechristmas.org, all sorts of other digital ways by which people can support the work that is so urgently needed right now.
That's fantastic. Yeah, so tell us more. So, you know, digitally, tell us more about the Rescue Christmas. I think that's fantastic. And, you know, we can't start early enough. Christmas is going to come less than 5-6 weeks. Wow, 5 weeks.
That's right.
I mean, it's going to come on, maybe a little more than that, but it's going to come on fast. Tell us more about the Rescue Christmas campaign.
Let me begin with the kettles. When people go to the kettles this year, they will, of course, find socially distanced bell ringers, and, of course, there'll be PPEs, but they won't have to touch the kettle if they don't choose to do so. They'll be able to take their phone and bump the sign, and by virtue of near-field technology, they'll be able to contribute electronically to that very Christmas kettle benefiting their own community. On top of that, if they go to rescuechristmas.org, they'll have a list of volunteer opportunities. They'll find information about the angel trees where we're collecting toys for children. We don't want any family to face the dilemma, do I pay my utility bill or do I provide a toy for my child on Christmas Day? where you've arranged Google Pay and Apple Pay. People can give over Amazon Alexa now. And if they'll just text the word kettle to 91999, they'll be able to connect with the Salvation Army and make a gift.
Oh, gosh, that's fantastic. Yeah, you know, people don't realize, they underestimate how challenging this is. You know, the kettle campaign has been so iconic and I think brilliant because many of us had spare change. We would have spare change. We would see the kettle, would see somebody with the bell. But now that there's that coin shortage and people aren't using spare change and they're using their smartphones, look at how, you know, we've progressed now where you could just tap the phone. So well done on that. I mean, do you still anticipate, you know, the challenge of still receiving the donations where people would just kind of impulsively go, oh, wait, you know, this is what I have in my pocket. Do you think electronically it could still keep charities like yours and others afloat?
We're going to try to do both. We want to make things as simple and easy and secure for people, but we also want to have a personal touch. You know, in addition to the spare change that people would drop into the kettle every year, the Red Kettle campaign is a way that we teach the next generation about giving. That's the place where so many of us learned what it meant to keep someone else's needs in mind. So we think it's going to be important that we do everything we can to expand the Christmas kettle, but now supplement it for the new circumstances in which we live.
That is so true. As a little girl, my parents were poor, but seeing them reach into their pockets and seeing them say, wait, I got to cross the street, I need to do this, it just, yeah. I mean, that's why to this day I still am active with charities. So, you know, for those that, let's say, you know, are, you know, unemployed, but they have, you know, clothes and they have toys that want to donate, where can they bring, where can they donate gifts or, you know, things for the homeless or for kids?
The Salvation Army is in every zip code in the country. We have 7,600 centers of operation, and anyone can call the local Salvation Army. They can visit their local Salvation Army. They can go online to rescuechristmas.org. And I guarantee you that there will be a way in which they can become involved. We're looking for donations this year. Our thrift stores have been closed, and as you can imagine, that has put pressure on us financially as well. We're looking for people to help us with drive-through food distribution. We're looking for people to help us man our angel trees. We're looking for people to help us with the Christmas warehouses that we're going to be setting up. It's going to be a massive effort, but we're convinced, based upon the way people have supported the Army's work and trust the Army's work, that we're going to be able to do it again this year.
Exactly. And you bring up a good point. You know, even if people can't donate, you sure need volunteers. So in the last 30 seconds, Commissioner Hodder, and again, thank you and your Salvation Army team. Give us the websites again on how people can help.
We would invite everyone to go to rescuechristmas.org. That's the clearinghouse for all the information.
That's fantastic. And we definitely will have you back. Of course, anything my show can do, please let us know. We are huge fans of the Salvation Army. God bless you, Commissioner, and your team, and thank you so much for all you do.
Thanks, Dr. Dahlia, and may I be the first to wish you an early Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Commissioner. Thank you. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please do not do this at home. Apparently, doctors in India are having a massive shortage of PPE. And this personal protective equipment can protect you not only against COVID, but against flu, tuberculosis, other sorts of biohazards that might be coming out of China that we don't know about. And if you don't have enough PPE, you make your own, I guess, not to do at home. Apparently this is being studied, and these were not just your typical plastic bag that you get at a grocery store. Apparently these doctors in India out of Manian Medical Center in Tamil Nadu, they are doing a trial of these plastic bags that have a hole up here and a hole back there, but it completely covers their face up through their forehead. So while they're wearing a mask, they also have this plastic shield over their eyes, etc. And this isn't a bag that it looks inexpensive. This looks like it's a bag that is created for a head. Again, I'm not really a big fan of anybody putting plastic over their face. You know, see, in medical school, we kind of did stuff to each other. So I just wouldn't trust somebody kind of covering up a hole in the back and then you unfortunately asphyxiating. But it's a plastic bag contraption that these doctors in India are using because they don't have enough PPE or facial coverings. And we doctors aren't selfish. I mean, we would very gladly give you our goggle, give you our mask. I mean, you know, we're going to jump in, but there is a big push, and in fact, many medical providers are being threatened on getting fired if they don't protect themselves, because if they don't protect themselves, you then unfortunately put others at risk, and then if you don't show up to work, that puts people at risk. So please don't do that at home. You're going to see pictures all over social media of doctors with bags over their faces, and it doesn't look comfortable. Apparently the doctors say they like it because their glasses don't fog. They can wear their glasses with the bag, and there's some sort of ventilation to it that works. I don't see these coming to America anytime soon, but hospitals are doing what they can if they don't have enough PPE. Now, let's talk flu. Flu season is here. Now, flu season usually comes, I mean, we usually don't hear about a lot of cases till the end of October, so there's some reports that flu season might be early. I agree with those reports because the average patient is going to telemedicine. They're not going to a medical provider getting swabbed. And so I've been noticing these calls of fever, body aches, chills, and even though I'm a little fatigued with the whole COVID case, you know, another COVID case, another COVID case, it sounds a little different from COVID, just a little different. Could we be talking flu? Well, it looks like our instincts are right. Flu is out there. There was a teenager in New Mexico. That's the first confirmed case in New Mexico, being confirmed by the New Mexico Health District or Health Department. There was a death in North Carolina of a 65-year-old male who came down with flu. It's confirmed flu-related death. Now, what we've been doing with flu is putting flu-related death. We don't say people die of the flu. The average person doesn't die of flu like they could die of COVID. It's flu-related. The flu might induce a heart attack. The flu might incite a stroke. The flu might allow conditions to be favorable for a bacterial pneumonia. So if somebody does get pneumonia or heart attack or stroke, and it started with the flu, we very simply call flu-related death. For some reason, we haven't been able to work at ease with the delineations and with the numbers when it comes to COVID, but we call it flu-related death. All of us in the medical field understand what that means. COVID-related death could mean a variety of things because people either weren't tested with COVID or they might have tested for COVID because they were brought in with a heart attack and, whoa, they were positive. Maybe they were positive before the heart attack. Maybe they've always been positive. So it's blurred. We don't know what caused what. So it's all just kind of lumped into that very large number, which is the number we're working with right now. That's our number. However, what frustrates me, and I've brought this up on air all the time, is we are not going to have accurate flu numbers this year. We don't have accurate numbers last year. And it's not because of cover-up in terms of flu. I know people think that there was a cover-up and there was a government conspiracy to cover up flu deaths or flu cases, but it's because insurance companies are encouraging people use telemedicine. COVID conditions are encouraging people use telemedicine. I love telemedicine. I'm a huge fan. But on telemedicine, we were diagnosing people with the flu without testing them. Even when we were like, wait a second, maybe you have what's going on in China. This was like in December, January, February. We're like, maybe this isn't flu. The problem is if people are spending a copay, or they don't have to spend a copay if they go to telemedicine, whereas they have to spend a lot of money if they go to urgent care, they're going to want their flu diagnosis over the phone. So my concern is we got these two cases being told, North Carolina and New Mexico. Maybe there's cases in Nevada. Maybe there's cases in California. I wouldn't know, because when I see a patient in Nevada or Wisconsin or Mississippi or Alabama, because I'm licensed in multiple, Guam, and they call me with flu-like illnesses, over the phone, I'm making a judgment call if it's COVID or flu. I ask the patient, can you go in and get swabbed? Would like to know. But the average person doesn't really want to be exposed to COVID. The average person doesn't really want to spend a fee going to urgent care or going to the ER or going to a medical provider to get a swab for academic purposes. So whatever numbers we get on flu this year or even last year is not accurate at all. And I'm not saying that in a negative context. It's very objective. We're not counting all the flu, because people with flu are going to get tested. If they're severe, they might be. Somebody going through a severe reaction or severe pneumonia, etc., they might be. But with telemedicine and all the new advancements and the progress virtual care has made, like I said, huge pluses, especially for those in rural communities, and patients seem to love telemedicine. Unfortunately, for those of us who are like, can somebody please tell us if we really have flu in our state or not? The big answer to that is, I don't know. Now, there might be person zero coming up in the next week or two in Nevada or California going, we have a case of the flu. Everybody's like, oh man, flu's here. I'm telling you right now, I think we have flu here now. There, based on what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing on telemedicine, I can't tell if it's flu or COVID, but people are calling in with fever, people are calling in with body aches, and I'm going, look, I think this could be flu, I think this could be COVID, can you get tested for both so we know? But there's cost to that. People are paying for telemedicine. They're not really going to want to pay and go get tested. So now, all right, so who cares if we have the numbers or not? Well, I've spoken about this too. If we think you have flu, and flu can cause anywhere from 20 to 80,000 deaths a year, I want to hit that flu hard within the first 48 hours. I also want all your family members to take antivirals preventatively. So if I think you have flu and I've swabbed you in my office for flu, I'm going to say I want all your family in here so I can give them Tamiflu, or, you know, we can make sure everybody else is protected. We're not doing that on telemedicine. All right? If we don't hear that there's flu in our city, we might be like, you know what? Could be COVID. Home quarantine. Well, if you're going to institute an antiviral, that's got to be done within 48 hours. You otherwise, it doesn't seem to work. Now, we've talked about the difference between flu and COVID. With flu, you feel like you get hit with a ton of bricks. And you can usually name the time of day. It's not, I felt achy, I didn't feel good, and then I got a fever. We see that with COVID a lot of times. Although Chris Christie had said that he felt like he got hit with a ton of bricks, it still sounded like it was hours or maybe even a day after he, you know, checked himself in. But in terms of flu, you could tell me it's 2:30 p.m. and all of a sudden I just felt horrible. That's kind of how flu works. Fever spikes. Fever can spike high. It can be up to 104. Maybe it'll go up to 101, but but usually we see a high fever. We see the cough, we see the body aches, we see the chills, we see the sneezing, the sore throat. You could have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. You could even get some red eyes. You could get the fatigue, you could get the headache, just like COVID. With flu, fever usually goes down after a few days. You're kind of out of the woods by day 5 to 7, if you're healthy. If you're not, unfortunately, you could get pneumonia. You could get other sorts of sequelae. So if any of you think you have the flu, can you please get tested so we can get some accurate numbers? Still use telemedicine for treatment if you can, but if you think you have the flu, especially during this early part of flu season, please get tested. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY and get your shot.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.